Now to NPR's Bill Buesenberg in London. First, Bill, what do we know about the passengers who were on board Flight 103?
Well, since the flight originated in Frankfurt, West Germany, we're told that many U.S. troops from West Germany were on board heading home for Christmas. There's also a report that 37 students from Syracuse University were among the passengers. Also, I think the UN Commissioner for Namibia, a Swedish diplomat, was on board. The flight left London's Heathrow Airport just a little after time, about 6:30 local time, and it crashed 8 minutes after 7, in other words, less than an hour later, or just after 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was on course to New York. It was flying about 31,000 feet, and what happened, it suddenly disappeared from Scottish radar screens. It's said tonight that the pilot had no time to say that he was in trouble. There was no radio contact. And it did crash very much all over the center of the town of Lockerbie. Actually, they say there are at least 3 crash sites, and debris was spread over an 8-mile area. The nose cone, or the cockpit area, was found, one of the biggest pieces found, in fact, was almost intact, 2.5 miles from the center of the town, lying on its side in a field, and the bodies of the crew and about 16 people altogether were found nearby. And it came down, and it was described as a shower of sparks itself near a church. Graham Byerly is the owner of a local hotel. He described what happened.
We initially heard a rumbling over the hotel. We thought the roof was falling in, and then we heard a tremendous shudder on the ground as though it was an earthquake. And then we saw sparks and then this enormous ball of flame going about 200 or 300 feet into the air. There was debris flying everywhere.
As we've heard before, the plane did clip the edge of a major highway, setting cars on fire, raining debris and flames on something like 20 to 30 houses. The fires are now out and under control in the city for the most part. But it did hit this gasoline station where there was a huge explosion. There was a crater there, something described as 20 to 30 feet deep. So far, the reports we have are about 12 casualties on the ground. Mike Carnahan was driving past this filling station when the plane hit, and he gave this description to the BBC.
At the time that it went up, there was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire. You know, it was just like liquid fire. We've actually found an aluminium rivet embedded in the metalwork of my car. I could see several houses on the skyline that you know, the roofs were totally off, and all that you could see was flaming timbers, you know, on what was left of the houses. I believe the thing was on fire when it went across. There was definitely, it was trailing flames when it went over the village.
Now, Bill, that account, that the plane was trailing flames, as that man saw it, that combined with, as you say, people saying there was no time for the pilot to radio that there was trouble, this seems to suggest, it doesn't prove by any means, but it seems to suggest that there might have been some explosion up there.
I think we have to be very careful about it because investigators from Boeing and the Transportation Safety Board and the British government are all there trying to find out exactly what caused it, obviously. But we now have new reports just in, Robert, saying that some parts of the plane were found as far as 15 miles away. The door of the plane was found 18 miles away from this town. So that suggests something like a mid-air explosion. And in fact, some people said they thought it was 2 planes coming down because there were different pieces raining on the town in flames. So it is a wide scattering we have here.
But as we say again, no one has ventured a theory as to what happened. Bill, what can you tell us about the rescue effort now?
Well, there's been a very big rescue effort mounted. Again, this is one of the worst disaster in British aviation history. It's being described here. 5 helicopters are involved. They've cordoned off, blocked off the entire area, and really evacuated much of the city. So all of that is still going on. And, of course, they'll be looking for the flight recorders to find out really, I think, what took place.
Bill, thank you. NPR's Bill Buesenberg speaking to us from London.